亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神。今天所播放信息的题目是雅鲁的女儿复活了，让我们一起来分享。
We've been sharing with the church in the North Atlanta with the Chinese people.
我们一直在跟亚特兰大北部中国的弟兄姐妹分享。
Some of the works that Jesus did.
我们在分享一些耶稣所做过的事情。
When he was on earth.
当他在世上的时候。
Because he said he came to reveal unto us the Father.
因为他说他来就是要把父启示给
我们。He also said that he never did anything except he saw the Father do it.
他也说他没有做任何事情不是他看到父所做的。
Because he came to show us the Father.
因为他来就是要把父显示给我们。
And so, as we look at the things he did,
因此，当我们来看他做的事情。
We get different pictures, glimpses of the Father.
我们就能够对父有不同的看见。
Through his actions.
借着他的行动。
Through his works of grace and mercy.
借着他恩典怜悯的作为。
And that's what he wanted us to do.
这就是他要我们做的事情。
So much so he said to Philip, have you been with me this long and still don't know my father?
因此他曾经跟腓力说，你跟我在一起这么久还是不认识我的父吗？
He said, if you've seen me, you've seen my father.
他说，你若看见了我，你就看见了父。
We are one.
我们是合一的。
I don't do anything apart from him.
我不会离开他做任何事情。
What you've seen me do,He did.
你所看见我做的事情就是他
做的。And so as we look to those works,
所以当我们再看他这些作为，
and they're wonderful works,
这些是奇妙的作为，
and they're full of revelation of the Father,
而且充满了父的启示，
we shall see the Father in an easier and better way than trying to imagine,
我们就更能够了解父，而不是试着想象，
or even sometimes just to read books.
也不是有时候只是读一读书
而已。Or sometimes just read the Bible because we have a tendency to read it very, very superficially.
甚至有时候读圣经也是很容易读得非常表面化。
And so we're going to look at the book of Luke tonight at one of his actions.
所以今天晚上我们要从路加福音来看耶稣一次的行动。
And we're going to the eighth chapter.
我们要来看路加福音第八章。
And we're going from the verses 41 and 42.
我们首先来看到第八章四十一、四十二节。
And then we're skipping down to 48.And read to 56, 49.
然后我们从49节再一直读到56节。
Behold, there came a man named Jairus.
有一个管会堂的名叫雅鲁。
And he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet.
他来俯伏在耶稣脚前。
And besought him that he would come into his house.
求耶稣到他家里去。
Because he had one only daughter about 12 years of age.
因为他有一个独生女儿约有十二岁。
And she lay dying.
快要死了。
But as he went, the people thronged him.
耶稣去的时候众人拥挤他。
And while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him.
四十九节还说话的时候有人从管会堂的家里来说。
Your daughter is dead.
你的女儿死了。
Trouble not the master.
不要劳动夫子。
But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying,
耶稣听见就对他说
Fear not,
不要怕
Believe
只要信
only, And she shall be made whole
你的女儿就必得救
And when he came into the house he suffered no man to go in
耶稣到了他的家除了彼得约翰雅各和女儿的
Except Peter and James and John and the father and mother of the maiden
不许别人同他进去
And all wept and bewailed her
众人都为这女儿哀哭捶胸
But he said Weep not
耶稣说不要哭
She is not dead
她不是死了
She's sleeping.
是睡着了。
And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead.
他们晓得女儿已经死了，就嗤笑耶稣。
And he put them all out, took her by the hand.
耶稣拉着她的手，呼叫说。
And called, saying, "Maid, arise."
女儿起来吧。
And her spirit came again.
她的灵魂变回来。
She rose immediately, and he commanded to give her meat.
她就立刻起来，耶稣吩咐给她东西吃。
And her parents were astonished.
他的父母惊奇得很。
They charged them that they should tell a man what was done.
耶稣嘱咐他们不要把所做的事告诉人。
There's so many lovely things about this story.
这故事里面有很多很可爱的地方。
It's history.
这是历史。
And history means his story.
历史英文这个字意思就是说他的故事。
But there's two things especially I want to bring to your attention.
但是有两点我特别要大家来注意的。
The first is the great mystery of life and death.
第一点就是生死极大的奥秘。
We cannot define either.
我们没有办法为它下定义。
We know what life, we do not know what life is, we know when it is.
我们没有办法知道生命到底是什么，我们只知道它是什么时候开始的。
And we know when it isn't.
我们知道什么时候没有生命
了。But we don't know what it is.
但是我们不晓得生命是什么。
And the same with death.
死亡也是一样。
We know that it isn't life.
我们知道就不是生命了。
But both are a great mystery.
但是生死都是很大的奥秘。
A mystery that no man has ever been able to penetrate.
这奥秘从来就没有人能够穿透的。
Life and death out of our control.
生和死都不在我们的控制中。
Some live in a mysterious way.
有的人生活的方式非常的神秘。
When they should be dead.
那个时候他本来应该是已经死了。
Some die in a mysterious way.
有的也死得很奥秘。
Sometimes completely out of time and out of apparent context.
有时候完全是时候还没有到，情况也不合宜。
But they are not in our control.
但是生死都不在我们的控制中。
When death comes to steal away life.
当死来的时候就把生命偷走了。
There's nothing we can do about it.
我们没有办法做什么。
And when life goes, we don't know where it goes.
当生命离开了，我们不晓得它往哪里去了，它是怎么去的。
And leaves the body there.
而且把身体留在那里。
And in one moment, the life was full of life.
在前一刻，它还是充满了生命的。
Sometimes even talking up to the last second.
有时候甚至谈话谈到最后一秒钟。
And the next second, it's gone.
下一秒钟就没有了。
Not gone from a finger.And then two fingers, and then a hand.
不是说先没有一只手指，两只手指，然后手没有。
But gone.
而是没有了。
All at once.
同时全部没有。
And a moment before it was there.
而一刻以前还在那里。
And every part of the body is still there.
身体的每一部分仍然在那里。
But that mystery, that mysterious thing, life is gone.
但是那个奥秘，那个神秘的东西，生命就已经消失了。
And they're dead.
他们死了。
And it's a great mystery.
这是一个很大的奥秘。
And though even we in the, who have learned by the Spirit and by the Scriptures, by the things of God,
虽然我们从圣灵、从圣经、从神的事情已经学会了
we know a little bit about it.
我们对这个知道一点点
We know where it goes.
我们知道生命往哪里去了
We know there's two destinies.
我们知道有两个目的地
We know somehow it goes there.
我们知道会到那里去
But really, we still don't know much about it.
但是其实我们知道的还是很少。
And we certainly have no control over it.
我们当然没有办法控制它。
It's out of our hands.
这不在我们的掌握中。
And that's one of the strangest things about this story.
这就是这一个故事最奇怪的一点。
Jesus was walking with Jairus.
耶稣跟雅鲁走在一起。
And they were quite a ways yet from the house.
他们离那房子还有相当的路。
Altogether in the story, perhaps 3 or 4 hours.
应该还有三四个小时的路程
Because he was interrupted on his way
因为他在路上被人打扰
And they were walking
他们在走路
And the messenger came and said to Jairus Your daughter's dead
使者来了对雅鲁说你的女儿死了
And they said just don't trouble the Lord I mean she's gone There's no use he's coming
他们说不要劳动了他已经死了不用
来了 Life has fled away
生命已经逃走了。
Death has come to reign.
死来做王掌权。
And when Jesus heard that,
当耶稣听见了这个
He said, don't be afraid.
他说不要怕。
Believe.
只要信。
She'll be all right.
他会没事的。
Now wait a minute.
等一等。
Wait a minute.
等一等。
How dare anybody say that?
怎么有人敢说这样子的话呢?
He said it with a confidence.
他带着信心说的。
He said it as he knew what he was saying.
他说的时候知道自己在说什么。
He said it as if he was in control.
他说的样子好像是他在控制着。
And who's ever been in control of death and life?
曾经有任何人控制过生死吗?
Who in this whole world history has ever been able to say, I'm in control of death and life?
在整个世界的历史上来，曾经有谁能够说我可以控制生死呢?
But don't be troubled.
但是不要
She's dead, your daughter.
不要劳动，她已经死了。
He run all the way there, desperate.
她很迫切的拼命的。
To find help while she's still alive.
走了这么长的路，想要趁着女儿还活着时候得到帮助。耶稣是个医治者。
But he didn't know anything about it.
但是
他 he had a secret name.
但是他
he told that secret name to Martha.
耶稣有一个秘密的名字，他把那秘密的名字告诉过马大。
He said, "You know me as Jesus."
他说你知道我是耶稣。
But I've got another name.
但是我有另外一个名字。
My name's a resurrection.
我的名字就是复活。
Of course, he didn't know anything about that.
当然，这个他不晓得的。
I think most people don't know much about that.
我想大部分人对这个知道的很少。
But now they came and said, "He's dead."
但是现在他们来说他死了。
And Jesus didn't furrow his brows.
耶稣没有皱起眉头来。
He didn't stop in shock.
他也没有停下来，非常的震惊。
Dead.
死了。
Are you sure?
你确定吗？
Are you certain?
你确定吗？
Oh no.
哎，完了。
I'm sorry.
哎呀，我很难过。
If I just hurried, if that woman hadn't stopped me.
只要我刚才快一点，要不是那个女人把我拦下来了。
No, he didn't do anything like that.
不，他没有做像这样子的事情。
He said, "Don't be worried about that."
他说你不要为这个担心。
Don't be afraid.
你不要害怕。
Keep on believing.
你只要继续的相信。
She's gonna be all right.
他会没事的。
Wait a minute.
等一等
Who could do a thing like that?
谁能够做像那样子的事情
I think the thing that most intrigues me and impacts me is the absolute absence of any perturbation.
我想最让我震惊最让我觉得奇怪的就是他一点都不为所动
He was in control.
因为他在控制着
And we're talking about life. We even don't know what it is.
我们在讲的是生命，我们甚至不晓得生命是什么。
And he was a man like you and I.
而他是像你我一样的人。
We talked about that this morning.
我们今天早上有讲到。
He was a carpenter.
他是个木匠。
He wasn't a guru.
他不是一个隐藏的教师。
He wasn't a witch doctor.
他也不是巫医。
He wasn't one that sat up on a mountain someplace in a little cell.
他不是坐在一个地窖里面。在一个高山上的一个
小房子 Trying to learn the secrets of the universe.
想要试着去学习宇宙的秘诀的
He was a working man.
他是一个工作的人
He was a man with two legs just like you and I have.
他就跟你我一样是有双脚
Two eyes and two ears.
有双眼有双耳
And just like us.
他就像我们一样
And he acted like us.
而且他的举止也像我
们一样 And he had the same weaknesses.
他也有同样的软弱
And yet he's saying,
然而他说
I'm in control.
我在控制着
Don't worry.
不要担心
That's amazing.
这是很惊人的事情
It's absolutely astounding.
这让人目瞪口呆
Who could ever do anything like that?
何曾有人能够做这样子的事情呢
And apparently, he was so sure and so certain that certainty came in the heart of Jairus andWell, I guess it's going to be all right then.
很显然，他是这么的确定，这么的有把握，使得那个确据也进到了雅鲁的心里。他说：“哎，我想应该没事的。”
Who is that man?
谁是这个人？
The disciple said one day.
有一天，门徒说。
After he calmed the storm.
当他平静了风浪之后。
He looked up and said, "What manner of man is this?"
门徒都看着他说：“这是怎样的人呢？”
I think after the story was over.
我想在这个故事结束之后
Jairus and his wife looked at him as we walked out the door and said what manner of man is this
雅鲁的太太跟他从门口走出去也会想说这是一个怎样的人
He is in control
他在控制着
of life
他控制着生命
and death
和死亡
Who is he
他是谁
The mystery of Jesus Christ
耶稣基督的奥秘
The wonder of Jesus Christ
耶稣基督的奇妙。
Oh, we know him. We know who he is.
是的，我们知道他是谁。
Oh, we heard Peter say.
我们听到彼得
说。Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
How many know that?
有多少人知道这个
？Let me see your hand. How many know that?
请你举手。有多少人知道这个
？He's the Son of the Living God.
他是永生神的儿子。
Yes, we know that.
是的，我们知道这个。
But we don't know that.
但是我们不晓得这个。
We don't know what that means.
我们不晓得它的意思是什么。
We don't know what we're saying.
我们不晓得我们在说的是什么。
It's too high.
这个太高了。
It's too wonderful.
太奇妙了。
That mysterious, mysterious, invisible, intangible something we call life.
那个很奥秘的、看不见的、摸不着的，我们所称的生命。
Is at His beck and call.
就是任他处置，他招手就来的。
When He says come, it comes.
当他说来的时候
When he
生命就来
says, go, it goes.
当他说离开的时候生命就离开了
What a king
是怎么样的王啊
What a God
是何等奇妙的神
What a Christ
何等奇妙的基督
And he went And he said a strange word
他说了一句很奇怪的话
He said well, she's not dead, she's just sleeping
他说他没有死他只是睡了
And they all laughed to scorn
那些人都嗤笑他。
You see, the life had been gone from that child, that young lady, for perhaps 3-4 hours.
生命已经离开那个年轻的女孩子，可能三四小时了。
And the brain cells die in 7 minutes.
脑细胞在七分钟内就会全部死掉。
If she did come back, she'd be an imbecile.
如果她真的回来的话，她也变成了白痴了。
She'd be a vegetable.
她会成为植物人。
And he walked in that house.
耶稣走进那个房子。
They're all mourning, crying, screaming, tearing their hair like they do.
他们都在哀哭，扯着头发。
I see them sometimes.
有时候我看到这样的情形，他们非常的绝望。
Because that great mystery has entered their house.
因为那个极大的奥秘进到了他们家中。
And I've been in homes where that mystery has just taken place.
我曾经去过有一些家庭，那个奥秘刚刚发生。
And life fled away and death came.
生命逃走了，死亡来到。
And I've seen the loved ones screaming and tearing their hair.
我看到那些留下来爱他们的人。
In a panic of desperation.
非常的惊慌绝望，扯自己的头发，害怕。
And loss.
迷失。
And grief.
忧伤。
What a terrible thing it is.
这是何等可怕的事情。
And yet.
然而。
And yet this man walked in there cool and calm and collected.
然而。这个人走进那里却非常的冷静，非常的镇定。
He walked in there as if nothing had happened.
他走进那里好像不曾发生过任何事情一样。
All the rest of them crying, screaming, and moaning, and he says, "Oh, she's asleep. I see, huh?"
其他的人都在那边哭着、哀哭着，但他却说，哎，他在睡觉。
Almost insulting, isn't it?
这几乎像是在侮辱人。
They laughed at him.
那些人就笑他。
They scorned him.
就嗤笑他。
They said, "She's dead."
他们说他已经死了。
What are you doing walking here like that, insulting the dead?
他却走到那里去侮辱死的人。
He said, "No, she's just sleeping."
耶稣说不，他只是睡了。
And so, because of their attitude towards him and their unbelief,
因为那些人对耶稣的态度
he put them all outside.
还有他们的不信，所以耶稣把他们通通赶到外面去，从这里出去。
Unbelievers, get out of here.
这些不信，出去。
Well, who is an unbeliever when it comes to death and life?
讲到生死的时候，谁？
I'm afraid if I was there, I'd be one put outside.
我想如果我在场的话，我也会被撵出去。
How about you?
你们呢？
How many of you would stay inside?
有多少人你会留在里面的？
I think we'd be put out, don't you?
我想我们都会被撵出去。
If someone comes in there like that,
如果有人这样子的走进来，
and says to that dead person, "She's just asleep. She's asleep. Just don't bother. Don't bother. Just don't worry. Just get out of here."
说那个死的人说他只是睡了，没有关系，没有关系。你就会说出去。
I couldn't see what happened either. I would be outside.
我也没有办法看到发生的事情，我也会留在外面了。
But then he said.
然后他又说。
Took her by the hand.
握住他的手。
And he called.
他就叫了。
It's strange she had to call.
很奇怪，他必须叫。
Because she wasn't sleeping right there. She must have been sleeping someplace else.
因为她不是睡在那里，她是睡在别的地方了。
I don't know where she was sleeping.
我不晓得她睡在哪里。
And something interesting is,
有趣的事情是
that life was still there and could hear him when he talked.
生命仍然在那里，当耶稣讲话的时候还听得见。
Like Lazarus, he raised his voice and called Lazarus.
就像拉撒路一样，耶稣就扬起声来喊拉撒路。
Well, that lets me know that we don't die when we die.
这让我知道，当我们死的时候，我们不是就死了。
That lets me know that life isn't the end when we die. We just slip away and go to sleep someplace.
这让我知道，当我们死的时候，生命并不是就此结束了，只是我们
溜到某一个地方。Or whatever else we might be doing, and who knows?
也或许我们在别的地方，谁知道呢？
The scriptures tell me we might be doing some wonderful things.
圣经告诉我们，或许我们在做一些很美好的
事情。But not going into that.
但是这个我们不说了。
Just the fact that once more he established the fact.
只是有一个事实。
That death is not annihilation.
死亡不是一个绝灭。
I repeat that.
我重复讲这个。
Death is not annihilation.
死亡不是绝灭。
Death is not the end.
死亡不是结局。
She was still living.
她仍然活着。
But she left her body.
但是她离开了自己的身体。
That mysterious thing called life.
这个奥秘的称为生命的东西。
Was still living.
仍然活着。
Did you hear that?
这个你听到了吗？
That mysterious thing called life didn't stop.
这个奥秘的称为生命的东西没有停止，没有结束。
It was just waiting for the commands of the king.
只是在等着王的命令。
The king of life.
生命的王。
He was control of life.
他是控制生命的。
He was in total control.
他完全控制着。
Gives it or takes it.
他给生命或者将生命给收回。
They called to her, Talitha.
耶稣就叫他。
Must have been her name.
叫他的名字。
Pumi, come here.
跟他说，你来。
And.
然后。
And.Her spirit came.
她的灵回来了。
And she got up right away.
她马上起来。
And he said, give her something to eat. She's hungry.
耶稣说给她东西吃她饿了。
She wasn't a vegetable when she came back.
她回来的时候不是植物人。
She wasn't an imbecile.
她回来的时候。
Her brain wasn't fried.
也没有疯掉她的脑子没有出毛病。
She came back, stood up, was ready to go.
他回来站起来已经预备可以走了。
In other words, she must have done a healing job too.
换句话说耶稣也一定做了一件医治的工作。
And that's quite a job to heal a brain that's already fried.
要医治这脑袋已经死的是很大的工作。
In fact, he did a better job with Lazarus. His brain wasn't only fried, it was rotten.
事实上耶稣对他的脑袋做了这个脑袋不是已经死了而且已经烂了。
And none of us like to put our hands in rotten stuff and try to straighten it out, do we?
我们没有人喜欢把手放在一些已经腐烂的东西然后试着把它修补好。
I wonder why the angel said, hey, you do it, I don't want to.
我想不晓得那些人天使会不会说哎你来做这个。
But that's quite a job to take all those millions and billions of nerves and tie them back together again and clean them out and say, now go to work.
但是要把那好几百万神经要放在一起然后把它弄干净说哎现在要开始恢复正常了这是相当大的工作
called that spirit back and told it where to go but he called the angels in and said get this thing ready to receive it spirit and do it quick
叫那个灵回来但是他叫天使说你把他的身体预备好而且要快快的做
beyond me
这是我没有办法了解的
it's completely beyond me
这是我完全没有办法了解
I can't understand such things
这样的事情我不懂
But it makes me know I've got a wonderful God.
但是这让我知道我有一位奇妙的神。
It makes me know I've got a wonderful Christ.
这让我知道我有一位奇妙的基督。
It makes me know that He's so far above us.
这让我知道他远高过我们。
I don't try to understand Him.
我不会试着去了解他。
But I try to worship Him.
但是我试着敬拜他。
And one thing I try to do, and that's believe Him, because I don't want to be put outside every time.
我试着要做的一件事情就是相信他因为我不希望每一次都被撵在外面
because when we don't believe you know something happens we're actually put outside have you ever felt yourself that God is moving and you felt yourself outside
因为当我们不信的时候我们真的是把自己放
在外面 have you ever been in a meeting there's a lovely spirit flowing and you see God blessing and you don't feel anything you don't even feel a tickle of a feather
你是否曾经在一个很美的聚会但是觉得自己好像是身在世外一样你甚至一点觉得动的感觉都没有
Outside. How many have felt that?
你觉得自己是置身事外，有多少人有过这样的感觉？
I think we've all felt that sometime or other.
我想我们都曾经有过这样的感觉。
That's what our unbelief does to us.
这就是不幸在我们身上造成的。
It puts us outside.
这把我们放在外边了。
But the mother, the father, Peter, James, John.
但是父亲、母亲还有彼得、雅各、约翰。
They were inside.
他们在里面。
I'd rather believe and get inside, wouldn't you?
我宁可相信而在里面。
Even when I can't understand.
甚至当我没有办法了解的时候。
Even when it looks like things are crazy, like things are absolutely so abnormal.
即使事情看起来像是疯的，是这么的不寻常。
If you check in the life of Jesus, you find he did a lot of abnormal things.
如果你查考耶稣的生平，你会发觉他做了很多不寻常的事情，不正常的事情。
Like spitting on a man's tongue.
就像对一个人的。舌头吐口水
Don't you think that's a bit abnormal?
你认为这样吐口水是正常的吗
I won't try it
我不会这样子尝试
I might get hit right in the nose
可能马上就会有人打我的鼻子
He did a lot of abnormal things
他做了很多不正常的事情
Go up to start talking to a dead person and telling it what to do
你会这样子去开始跟一个死人跟他说要做什么事吗
There she's lying there dead
就女孩子躺在那里死了
Cold, immovable
已经冷了，不能动了。
He looks down at her and calls her by name, says, "Hey, come back here, come up."
耶稣却看着他，叫他的名字说，哎，你回来，回到这里来。
I think that even the father and mother looked at the poor fellow.
我想
It's hopeless. She's gone. I know.
做父母的一定说，哎呀，这个已经断了。
She's moving.
他在动了。
don't think there wasn't this, a stir when that happened.
你不要以为当这发生的时候，他们没有骚动起来。
Mom and Dad sat there and just watched her come back and sit up. Oh, isn't that nice?
你不要以为那做父母的就坐在那边看着女儿回来说，哎呀，这个很好啊。
Get real.
要实际一点哈。
Get real.
要实际一点。
I mean, it was a tremendous scene.
我的意思说，当时非常的热闹。
A tremendous scene.
非常的热闹。
And tears and laughter and joy and huggings all joined together in one.
眼泪、笑还有哭全部都结合在一起了。
Because he is master of life.
因为他是生命的主。
And ruler of death.
他是掌管死亡的。
And it does what he tells it to.
生死都按着他的吩咐来做。
And when he tells it to go, it goes.
当他吩咐生死要离开的时候
就离开。And no one else in this whole planet can ever tell death to go and it will obey.
在这整个地球没有人能够告诉死离开而且会听从的
But it obeys him.
但是死听从了他
He's king.
他是王
Hallelujah.